From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has again condemned the suspected poison gas attack in Syria on Saturday, calling it heinous.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
The president spoke at the White House Monday, promising to find out who is responsible for the attack that reportedly killed at least 40 people. He told reporters before a meeting with his cabinet, if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out. The United Nations Security Council is meeting Monday about the attack after multiple countries demanded an urgent session. The EU said evidence points toward yet another chemical attack by the Syrian regime. Media reports say North Korea is willing to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula if North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and President Trump meet. Analyst Harry Kazianis of the Center for the National Interest says North Korea may set a price for the meeting.
They're going to want something, whether it's demand to have the summit in Pyongyang, which would be a huge diplomatic win for Kim Jong-un, or straight-up cash bribe, the ending of the maximum pressure campaign. The North Koreans always have some sort of strategy to get some sort of concession for talks.
South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and the large electronics company Samsung. Prosecutors also say Lee embezzled $33 million from a company he owned. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, if we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But if we do a deal with China, if during the course of a negotiation they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me, I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country. And we'll make it up to them. And in the end, they're going to be much stronger than they are right now.
The president, speaking at the White House on Monday, he said the trade deal between the U.S. and China includes, quote, the most lopsided set of trade rules and regulations that anybody has ever seen. About 40,000 Africans in Israel are facing an uncertain future as Israel resumes efforts to deport them. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
African migrants have been on a roller coaster ride since last week when the Israeli government did an about-face. First, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel had reached a compromise with the UN Refugee Agency. Under the deal, some 16,000 Africans would be sent to Western countries, while more than 20,000 would be allowed to remain in Israel. The migrants were elated, but not for long. Netanyahu abruptly canceled the agreement the next day after his right-wing coalition partners demanded that all the Africans be deported. The government rejects claims the Africans are refugees, describing them as economic migrants and infiltrators. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Cambodia's National Election Committee warned Monday that anyone urging voters to boycott the upcoming general election or otherwise interfere in the polls could face criminal charges and be fined. The warning was in response to a call for a boycott by the head of the country's now dissolved opposition party. And Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari confirmed on Monday that he will seek another term in elections next year, ending months of speculation about his future after bouts of ill health. The announcement by Buhari was widely expected, but stocks on the Nigerian market fell 1% Monday to a three-month low. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.